Chapter 6. 1 minute, I'm walking down the hall, watching people watching me and my new clothes. The next minute, Daphne Robinson is all up in my face, ready to fight. She's saying she just found out I was kissing her boyfriend in the hall the other day. Worm wasn't sucking my lips off. He was kissing Charlize. I want to yell, but I don't. Bad things happen around here to people who can't keep their mouth shut. I keep stepping and tell Daphne she's got the wrong girl. But I ain't as cool as I seem. My fingers are starting to shake and my throat is dry as toast. Daphne's itching for a fight. I can feel it. The next thing I know, she's grabbing hold of my braids. She got them wrapped around her hands like boxing tape and is punching me upside the head with them. I am taller than Daphne, so it seems like all I have to do is reach down and slap her off me like a bug. I'm pushing her away as best I can. Only every time I do it, it feels like my hair is being ripped from my scalp. Kids are yelling all around me, "Beat her butt good! Ain't nobody got the right to steal your man." Teachers say to break it up and for kids to move so they can stop this thing. Char's just standing there eating a candy bar like she's at the movies. I'm eyeing her, hoping maybe she'll jump in or at least say she was the one that was kissing Worm. She digs the chocolate out from between her teeth and takes another bite of candy. All of a sudden, here comes Miss Saunders, pushing her way past everybody to where me and Daphne are fighting. I never thought I'd be so glad to see that woman, but I am. She's pushing her way through the crowd like there ain't nobody at McClinton big or bad enough to stop her. I don't know what's got into me. I ain't no fighter. Never fought one day in my life. But all of a sudden, I'm feeling strong when I see Miss Saunders headed my way. So I raise my hand in the air and give Daphne some of what she'd been giving me. Next thing I know, Miss Saunders grabbing hold of my hand, telling me to cut it out. Big mistake. Now Daphne's got the chance to get in one last hit. She takes her hand, the one with Worm's dad's big basketball ring on it, and smacks me across my face. My cheek puffs up like hot cookie dough. I can feel the blood oozing down to my chin. Miss Saunders shoves her hands in her suit pocket and pulls out tissues like she's got boxes of them stashed away. The principal starts breaking up the crowd, telling everyone to move along or come to his office. Next thing I know, Daphne's gathering up snot in her throat like she's summoning up demons. Before I even think about it, that big, green, slimy stuff comes flying my way, landing right on my shirt. Charlize is one of the first people to crack up. The principal, Mr. Pajoli, has got Daphne by the arm and is telling her to come to his office. Miss Saunders has got them tissues, rubbing blood and snot off me, still holding my arm like I'm going to do something dangerous. "Get off me," I say, jerking my arm away. "Why don't you go back to where you come from?" "That will be enough," Mr. Bajoli says, heading my way. "What's she doing here anyway, Mr. P?" I say, holding my face. "She don't know what she's doing." Mr. Pajoli takes me by the elbow and tells some kid to get me to the nurse's office. He takes Daphne with him. She's mouthing off, saying if she gets suspended, I better too. Miss Saunders has got her arms raised, telling people to get to class. Me? I'm just wondering when she's gonna get out my life.